You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 7, Suffering with a Purpose. Today's challenge, why would a good God allow physical evils like suffering and death? Today's defense, we don't have full answers to the problem of evil in this life, but we can see that at least some physical evils are helpful. God can tolerate some physical evils because good comes from them. According to John Paul II, certain forms of physical evil belong to the very structure of created beings, which by their nature are contingent and passing and therefore corruptible. Besides, we know that material beings are in a close relationship of interdependence, as expressed by the old saying, the death of one is the life of another. So then, in a certain sense, death serves life. General Audience, June 4, 1986. We see this in the natural world, such as when a lion kills a zebra so that it can eat. The death of the zebra serves the life of the lion. In the same way, the living things we humans eat, whether plants or animals, sustain our lives. The Catechism says, with infinite wisdom and goodness, God freely willed to create a world in a state of journeying towards its ultimate perfection. In God's plan, this process of becoming involves the appearance of certain beings and the disappearance of others, the existence of the more perfect alongside the less perfect, both constructive and destructive forces of nature. With physical good, there exists also physical evil as long as creation has not reached perfection. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 310. Pain also can play a valuable role in our lives. Some people suffer from congenital insensitivity to pain, and its results can be dramatic, even fatal. Physical pain serves as a warning system, and people without a proper pain response can be severely injured or killed. Even emotional pain can be useful. The emotion of fear alerts us to danger and motivates us to take steps to avoid it. Tip: although some suffering plays a valuable role in the present life, this doesn't exhaust the problem of evil. Unlike the above examples, some suffering serves no obvious purpose. See the question for day 38. The above answer, however, provides a partial explanation of why God tolerates some suffering and how he brings good out of it.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.